USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Al-Shabaab extremists overran a key military base used by United States counterterror forces in Kenya, destroying U.S. aircraft and vehicles. It was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. Al-Shabaab, based in neighboring Somalia, claimed responsibility, and they assert that 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed and 7 United States aircraft destroyed. The U.S. military said initial reports reflect damage to infrastructure and equipment only. A deadly crash involving a passenger bus and multiple vehicles on the Pennsylvania Turnpike left at least 6 dead and dozens injured, shutting down a large portion of the highway. Officials now say at least 60 people ranging from age 7 to 52 were hospitalized with injuries after the crash. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Israel's prime minister raises eyebrows with a remark he makes at a meeting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying the significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power. He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year has opened with Bernie Sanders in his best standing yet against the field in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's in a three-way first-place tie with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. All three are at 23% and would get a similar number of delegates out of the caucuses if they were to take place today. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren has slipped in New Hampshire since November. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A San Diego Superior Judge ruled that owners of a porno website owe 22 women $12.7 million. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, owners of the website Girls Do Porn, were among the 13 defendants. The judge said the women would retain the ownership rights to their images that appear on the videos. He also ordered the owners to take down the videos from their site and other sites on the Internet. The lawsuit accused the defendants of taking advantage of women in financially vulnerable situations and took calculated steps to falsely assure the models that their videos would never be posted online. The defendants were charged in federal court in October for sex trafficking crimes in connection with the website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The city of Philadelphia has agreed to pay $4.15 million to a man who spent 24 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit, the largest such payouts in Pennsylvania history. City officials agreed to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by Sean Thomas, who was 20 when he was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1990 robbery and killing. He received an automatic life sentence. Thomas, now 45, has said he was in custody on the day of the killing for an unrelated crime involving the attempted theft of a motorcycle. His murder conviction was vacated in 2017, and the district attorney's office opted not to retry the case. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.